Hey, girl. Picture this. You, your comfiest PJs, and a phone call with your absolute BFF. Well, guess what? The Mom Betch podcast is your new virtual girlfriend on speed dial, serving up all the real talk, laughter, and support you need. Go to www.mombetch.com and stream where you listen to your podcasts. Mom Betch podcast is ready for you.
Have you ever been in conversation with somebody and they start to bring up their past? Does it make you a little squirmy? It's funny because we all have a past, and yet it's uncomfortable when we talk about it. Thankfully, I know I'm not the only one who has a past, although I wish it wasn't true for me or you. It's what connects us. I want us to connect in a positive way, though, over our experiences and lessons, not by staying stuck in our past. Because the truth is, hurt people hurt people. And although I have been hurt by loved ones and strangers, I unfortunately know that I also have hurt others. What I found is that hurting others, whether intentionally or not, hurts us too, and it keeps us from growing. Whether it's that hurtful comeback we say during a fight or the mean thing we say behind someone else's back, just because the person isn't there doesn't make it hurt less. We just don't give them a chance to defend themselves because we waited until they weren't around to talk poorly about them, which, let's be honest, it says more about us than them. I've said the mean things in fights and behind closed doors. I've been hurt both publicly and privately. What I want for us is to change the habits of how we fight and communicate, which starts with ourselves. Today, I want to talk about how hurt people, and how to heal for good. Are you too busy to prep healthy meals? Do you feel self-conscious about your body and your clothes not fitting right, but you don't have time to work out? Does your life feel unorganized and messy? Do you wish you had routines and habits that made health simple, even with your busy schedule? I know, I've been there. Hi, I'm Shannon Marquita, and no one ever really taught me how to eat healthy. I didn't know anything about nutrition, so I found myself eating whatever was easy, which definitely impacted my energy, weight, and focus. That's why I created this podcast, to show you that through healthy habits and time management, you can know you're doing health right. So stop scrolling social, clicking the ads, and buying all the things. Let's grab our Americano and pop in our AirPods. It's time to solve the real problem together. Welcome home. A fresh start awaits. Have you ever heard the phrase that hurt people hurt people? I was talking with a friend the other day and this came up and it really blew my mind that they had never heard this phrase before. They paused and thought about it and then agreed because it makes sense. But the question is why? Why do hurt people hurt people? And for me, I think the answer is that it makes them feel better. I know when I'm sad, when I'm down, when I'm just in a not good place, you want someone to commiserate with. And so it's not a good choice, but if we hurt people, then we know that someone else is hurting too, and we're not alone. So I don't condone it. I'm not going to encourage you to hurt other people. And really what I want to do is focus today on how to heal so that when we are hurting, we remember that we don't like being here, how to help others, but first we have to help ourselves. So today we're going to talk about how to heal for good. The first thing I want us to take a minute to recognize is that old habits die hard. What does this mean? This means that patterns are taught and passed down, good ones and bad. So how you communicate, how you fight, how you treat others, those are habits. It might have been modeled for you really well. For most of us, it wasn't, because a lot of us are just figuring it out. That includes our parents, our grandparents, our role models, our heroes, our teachers. Anybody that you surround yourself with is constantly learning. And thankfully, habits, although they can be taught and modeled, they also can change. So what I want you to practice this week is leaning in. How are you talking to people? What are your reactions? How are you responding and fighting? What are the first things that you decide to do in a situation that's uncomfortable or maybe where you were embarrassed or didn't feel great? That is something that you have full control over. your attitude, your response, your words, all of it. So pay attention this week and see, what do you like? What don't you like? What do we need to focus on changing? Number two is acknowledge that, just like in school, behaviors take time to learn and practice in order to become a habit. But you have full control. These are your habits. These are your responses. Your words, your attitude, your relationships, your interactions, it's yours. So if you're not happy with how they're going, you can change them. I heard this phrase, which I absolutely love, and it says, "This ran in my family until it ran into me." What does that mean? That means whether actually from your family or your friends, any of your relationships. What does this mean? This means that habits can come in the form of cycles. They can be passed down from generation to generation, from friend group to friend group, all sorts of situations. It may not necessarily have been in your family, but in some form of how you were influenced, you might have picked up these habits. But the key is that they ran in your life until they ran into you. And you are taking the time now to pause, to reflect, to lean in and realize, and then to make the change. And that has such a ripple effect, a compound effect, however you want to phrase it, it's life-changing. For you, your friends, your family, it's incredible. Number three is to forgive yourself and others. Not because they deserve it, but because you need to move forward. Being hurt can be paralyzing. It can be so hurtful that it makes us not want to move forward because we're so afraid of doing it again. Or we believe the lies that came from the hurt, and we don't want to experience that, or it hurt our confidence, that we just get stuck. And so we need to forgive the situation. We don't have to say that it's right, but forgiveness allows us to move forward. And we also have to remember that there are situations where we have hurt others. So them offering us forgiveness, even if we don't even realize that they're forgiving us, frees the person. And you deserve that freedom too. You may not always deserve the forgiveness, just like the other person may not deserve forgiveness either from you, but you both deserve to move forward. So forgive the situation, realize that it happened in hurt, and move forward. Don't let it paralyze you. Lastly, connect. It's so important to get in a group and surround yourself with like-minded people who are committed to healing and growing. Healing is hard. It's uncomfortable, it's not fun, it digs up some deep roots of things that we were really good at burying. Like, we don't even want to deal with it, we don't want to talk about it. We're pros. I don't know if you watch the show New Girl, but there's a really funny scene between the two main female characters where they talk about how they're really good about burying fights. Like, they just never fight. And Zooey Deschanel, and I forget the other character's name, but it's her best friend, she's a supermodel in the show, they talk about how they bury all the things that go wrong, but they're also really good at finding them and digging them up. So when there is a disagreement, stuff is coming out of left field because of all the things that they never dealt with and addressed and just buried. They're now addressing all at once. And it's not healthy, and it hurts relationships, and it hurts us. But by being in a group about connecting in a healthy way and growing, we address these things that have been buried and suppressed, and it allows us to release excess weight that we've been carrying because we're not there anymore. We're not staying in the past in an unhealthy place. We are moving forward once and for all. And I want to mention this upcoming group that is happening in about 2 weeks. It kicks off on Monday, September 12th, and it's called Uncovered Grace. You can go to uncoveredgrace.com and check it out. I did it when it first launched. It's a 6-week program. It meets every Monday. You don't have to interact. You don't have to be on video, but the focus is about uncovering grace, digging up the hurt, forgiving, recognizing generational patterns, and how to move forward and heal once and for all. And I can speak from personal experience because I was in the first group when it launched. It's truly life-changing. I'm so grateful. I'm going to be in this group too. So if you want to check it out, I really encourage you to do so. You can go to uncoveredgrace.com and you can use the promo code GRAD20. That's GRAD20, and you'll get $20 off. But you get to keep the content forever. It comes with a workbook and you're guided through it. And it's just, if you've ever thought that you have some work to do or some healing, or you just know that you're in a place of wanting growth and change, I cannot recommend this enough. So I'll be in the group. I'm excited if you decide to join too. Hop over in my Facebook group and let me know if you're going to be in there, because I'd love for us to do it together. But I want you to spend this week just thinking about an area where you want to improve. Maybe it's communication. Maybe it's how you fight. Think about how it's gone in the past and what you can do differently in order to help avoid these situations and handle them as they arise, because they will arise again. But your words, your actions, your choices, your attitude, all of those are habits that you can control and change. But it starts with recognizing old habits and patterns. It starts with acknowledging that these are behaviors that have been learned and practiced, and we're doing a complete shift. And it also requires forgiveness and accountability and support. Again, I'll link this group in the description of this episode. UncoveredGrace.com, grad20 will get you $20 off. I make nothing from this. I just got so much value out of it, and I was given a promo code that I just had to share it with you guys. So I really hope to see you in the group. I hope you're having a great week, and I will talk with you soon. If this podcast helped, challenged, or inspired you in some way, I would love it if you'd do me a huge favor and leave me a review over on Apple Podcasts. It helps me to hear from you and know how this is best serving you. And go ahead and screenshot this and share it in your stories. Tag me at Shannon Marquita. That's SHANNONMARQUETA. And send it over to a friend in a text who is ready for healthy changes in her life too. Let her know that this episode might serve her as well. I am just so grateful for you and would love to hear from you. Come hang out and let's connect over in my Facebook group, bit.ly/afreshstart, or send me a message. I look forward to seeing you back here in a few days.